This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The beginning of the NFL regular season is 3 weeks away. To get ready for week one, nearly half the league's franchises are calling on another team for help. 13 teams are participating in joint practices this summer with varying degrees of success. ESPN senior NFL writer and commentator John Clayton joins me. John, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you.
Joint practices are not new, but they do seem to have become more popular. Why is that?
What coaches are finding out with the new CBA, there's such a limit to what you're able to do in your own practices. You know, what you don't have the ability to do is maybe do the red zone, the situational stuff as much as you would like on a competitive basis. Bill Belichick spoke of this the best. You know, he's had two joint practices. He could get 20 red zone plays in against another team, where in a preseason he's going to be lucky to maybe get 5 or 6 red zone plays. And so it gives you a chance to, one, help evaluate your players better. Two, add more things for the starters that they can do. And then three, really give a better competitive edge and kind of get an energy that you might be missing if you're going to be together with this team for about maybe 2 weeks or 15 days.
Were there specific changes to the 2011 collective bargaining agreement that made these dual practices more likely?
I mean, dramatic, because what you have now is a limitation of the number of times that a coach can have his players with the shoulder pads on. And it's really basically once a week. You also have limitations in the time you can be on the field. I mean, no more two-a-days. You know, meeting times are regimented, all those different things. And so all those things changed because the players were coming out of the CBA making less money. And so what they wanted to do is try to preserve their body a little bit better.
Last week, you were in Virginia for a practice featuring Bill Belichick's New England Patriots and Washington's NFL franchise. Was that interaction different from what might have happened between two other teams?
I think it took everything to the highest level, and I think speaks to where a lot of this stuff is going to go, because it was a practice that almost lasted 3 hours. There was no fights. Everything was done in a very organized way. But what you can look for in the future, and this could come as soon as next year, there is an effort, or at least a thought by Roger Goodell, to try to eliminate one or two preseason games. And if that's going to be the case, you know, you could take a Redskin Patriot model, because it's such a benefit, and it really helps a team like New England, a team like Philadelphia, jump ahead of the curve compared to all the teams that aren't doing it.
You mentioned that there were no fights between the New England players and the Washington players. At a joint practice on Tuesday, the Dallas Cowboys and the Oakland Raiders did get into a brawl. I wonder if that's one of the downsides of joint practices.
Yeah, it is. I was actually last week over in Atlanta and Tennessee, and there was not as many fights as there were in the Raider practice against the Cowboys, but there were fights. It's not as bad as some of the old days, you know, when you would have Jerry Glanville take a Atlanta Falcon team and maybe have a dual practice and have a lot of fights. But it is a concern, because they may be protected with helmets and different type of gear, but also the hands are not, and so you may have broken hands or some kind of an injury, and that's what you don't want when you have a dual practice and you have all that energy going around.
You make a good case that these dual practices benefit players and coaches, but surely fans would rather watch actual preseason games, no?
I question that. I mean, the season ticket holders that go to the regular season games, I don't think like paying regular season prices for preseason games, and I think they'd like to see a better quality of the games in the preseason, and maybe the best way to do that is to eliminate one or eliminate two and then see down the line if they can get 18 regular season games.
If this becomes popular enough, won't the NFL just charge fans whatever the league can get to watch these dual practices?
Well, yeah, but I think there's the limit to what you can charge on that, because you're in very unusual places. There is some charge. I mean, you can maybe pay $6 or $8, in some cases $15. But I think the one thing is, it's a good family-type environment for a lot of the people that may not be able to afford some of the $100, $150 tickets. You know, they can take their families to some of these events. I mean, you know, the success of that New England Washington one was immense. They were down in Richmond, Virginia. They were drawing 22,000 to 23,000 people, and it was a nice family environment. It was a great situation for the fans to be able to enjoy things. So, you know, fans, if they had a choice, if they would rather probably pay $15 to watch a practice as opposed to $100 to watch a third or fourth preseason game.
John Clayton is a senior NFL writer and commentator for ESPN. John, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Bill, thank you.